about anybody else, I'm going to keep on letting the truth in. Letting love in. I got my doubts, I got my fears, you know, I'm kind of afraid to trust y'all. I don't know what you might do. You know, because I got the faithlessness. It goes with me everywhere I go. It's my Siamese twin. It's with me. Every time, you know what I'm talking about. You know your Siamese twin, right?
Yeah.
The one, every time you try to go for some light and joy and love and peace, it's the other side of you that say, are you crazy? Instead of trying to get an affirmation, you need to be trying to get some mates, boy. So you could be walking down the streets of Colfax and somebody just jump out of the alley and just rob you. Has anybody here been robbed over 5 times? See how rare that is? But we live our lives as if we're going to be robbed every minute.
Yeah.
The actual physical act. Look how many years people have lived in this room and how few hands were raised. Think about all those days you worried about being robbed, that nothing happened. But today is the day, isn't it? This is the one. I know. You know, sometimes you ever look back and you think about how many times you let yourself not experience joy because you worried about something that's going to happen that never does. So that's what it means. Like, I need to let my faith be laid aside. I got it. I look at it, but I'm not going to use it. Now, he says, now what happens when you don't use your faithlessness? He says, then the power of the Holy Spirit's purpose is free to use instead. I'm going to go really slow because people say they can't understand the course, but the course explains itself as it goes along. The minute I don't use my faithlessness, and then that gives me more of a gift of faith, and then that gift of faith can be used now instead of placing all my attention in my faithlessness, I can place that same amount of energy in my purpose, the energy that I'm putting in my worry and my fear. That could be energy I'm putting into my purpose. So the energy that I take away from all my negativity and fear is energy that I can put on my purpose, which is to have complete and total fulfillment, which is what peace is. Peace is total fulfillment. It's not meditating on your navel in a cave. Peace is total fulfillment. Peace isn't quiet, physically quiet. Some people think they're being holy because they're quiet. You're being dull. Some of you are being holy, but some of y'all are being dull. Okay? Or you afraid to express yourself, or you grew up in an experience where you weren't allowed to express yourself, and so you're really afraid to let your exuberance and your enthusiasm come out, and so you had to make it spiritually correct. But what I'm saying is, loud folk are spiritual too. Actually, what I know about me is that there's a very introverted side of me and a very quiet side of me and a very introspective side of me. And there's a side that's an extrovert and is very aggressive and likes to play and is very exuberant. I find I have two of those. Mm-hmm. Now, the person that sees the most exuberant, excited, uninhibited me is always the person that I feel the safest with. The people that I feel the least safe around are the ones that I'm cautious about how I express myself. So I don't really believe they're quiet people. I just believe that that person hasn't found the person that they feel so safe with that they express what's going on inside of them. So they stay very quiet, which is smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the court says, now, when you turn your attention to the Holy Spirit's purpose because you're no longer using your faithlessness, so now you focus on the fact that you want to let the truth enter. You're putting all your energy in letting the truth enter. Now I want to let the truth enter, right? It said this power instantly. Anybody looking at the book with me? Did it say instantly?
It says instantly.
Does instantly mean tomorrow?
No.
Does instantly mean two hours from now?
Right
now. It says what the power instantly does what? Transforms all situations into what? One sure and continuous means for establishing God's purpose and demonstrating that it's real. Okay, what is God's purpose? God's purpose, according to the Course, is that you should have perfect happiness. God's will for everyone in this room, according to the Course, the will of the Creator, the will of love, is for everyone in here to have perfect and complete happiness. So I am me too. So the minute I let the truth in, then I let the truth bring my faith, then I don't use my faithlessness, then that allows me to take that energy and put it in direction of my purpose, and then the Holy Spirit will use that to instantly transform every situation that I go into one sure and continuous means for establishing love and demonstrating that it's real.
Wow.
Let go of my faithlessness, use my faith, then the Holy Spirit in me uses that to instantly transform every relationship into an opportunity for me to see the reality of how much I'm loved.
That is so cool.
That's what I'm experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere I go.
All right.
That's exactly what I'm experiencing. So I know what this book is saying is true because I'm living it. But I also am not a hellraiser either. The hellraisers want to be treated nice. You'll notice that? The people who attack are the ones who think they want peace the most. The people who are mad are the ones where they want to be happy. And the ones that are depressed want to be the life of the party.
Okay.
So in other words, I go through life wanting what I'm not giving. And I'm not compassionate enough myself to attract people to me that'll be compassionate with me when I express my flaws. So that means that when I feel depressed, or when I feel angry, or when I feel sad, then I don't get support. I don't get love because I'm not giving it when someone else needs it. I'm criticizing them. I'm judging them. As a matter of fact, I'm letting them know how upset I am with them, because if they just change, I'd be happy, doggone it. So I have to take that attitude, leave it, and don't use it. And then the Holy Spirit can take that energy that I'm not putting into projection, blame, and attack, and use that energy to instantly transform all the relationships into my life into just one sure, continuous means of showing me how rich, abundant, and loved and cute I am. It's right here in the book. We're being told how to have it. We're being told how to have it. But the Course says that we do not hear the answer unless the answer tells us who's got to make a sacrifice. So he says, we're looking for, tell me who's got to change, who's got to make a sacrifice. Tell me where I got to make my sacrifice. Unless you can tell me where I got to pay a sacrifice, I'm not hearing your answer. Because we know that you have to sacrifice for love, and you have to sacrifice to be happy. And you're not talking sacrifice, so therefore you're not talking answer, so therefore I don't hear what you're saying, what's wrong with you, are you crazy, what am I doing here? I'm saying that you can have happiness without sacrifice, you can have love without sacrifice, you can have happiness without sacrifice, you can have love without sacrifice, because you were created by love. Love is what you are, and so therefore you don't have to work for what you are. There isn't a dog in the world working to be a dog. We don't want to get up to work to be ourselves. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you have to make this choice whether you want every situation in your life to be one sure and continuous means for demonstrating the reality of God and love in your life, or whether or not you want to use your faithlessness and use every situation as an opportunity to make a sacrifice. And the more loving you think you are, the more you're going to think you need to sacrifice. So the more loving you think you are, the more situations you're going to attract to yourself that you need to sacrifice in, because you're so loving and you think love is sacrifice. And since you are so loving, you're going to sacrifice to your mama. You're going to sacrifice to your children. You're going to sacrifice to the people at work. You're going to sacrifice. You just sacrifice. You just put everybody before you because you're so loving. You just sacrifice everything. Isn't that special?